South Jacksonville Village President Gordon Jumper and Village Treasurer and Office Manager Linda Douglas are stepping down from their positions. Jumper's resignation and the retirement of Douglas follows in the footsteps of Police Chief Richard Evans, who announced his retirement earlier this month. The three officials were the focus of a 2014 Illinois State Police report centered on the investigation of alleged official wrongdoing in South Jacksonville. The announcements were made during a special board meeting Thursday night. The meeting was established to discuss the creation of an ethics commission, which would properly investigate and adjudicate an April 2nd complaint from South Jacksonville citizens. After an extended discussion by trustee members in front of dozens of vocal South Jacksonville residents, the decision was made to move forward with the efforts of setting up an ethics commission. That action, along with hiring special counsel for this process, will take place April 30th. Jumper, who will be retiring after 22 years of elected service in South Jacksonville, says the board's action was unfortunate.
My efforts primarily were to try and save the village tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. I think that the right decision would have been to simply accept the resignation and allow the village to save $20,000 or $30,000 in legal fees.
Jumper says it'll probably take some time to fill the open positions of the resigning South Jacksonville officials.
The village board will now need to move forth with some mechanism to select an acting mayor. Most of the activity is going to be on hold for the next 30 to 60 days.
And Linda Douglas was not present at the meeting, but released a statement that her resignation was due to personal, professional, and health reasons. Her final day of employment will be June 19th. Jumper's retirement takes effect on June 21st. Evans will conclude his duties of police chief on May 31st.
Good morning, this is Ernie Downey. Here's a good policy from Diamond Brothers Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance Company. When you buy a home and car insurance, you'll receive a multi-policy discount. When you buy life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owners will save you money on all the insurance you already have. Now that's a good policy. Visit us in Jacksonville or Root House, or call 243-8000.
Call Colton Downey and Associates. Your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
Hello, Barfield Carpets. I need y'all to come fix my TV.
This is Barfield Carpets, sir. We don't fix TVs,
but your ad said I'd get 150 channels.
This is not the cable company. We do offer great service. If you need flooring, we'll bring our samples to your home.
You should have fixed my TV right the first time. If you give great service, but we don't fix TVs.
You've dialed the wrong number again.
If I had the right number, boy, I'd be watching 150 channels.
Don't get your wires crossed. The right number for first quality carpets and first quality installation is Barfield Carpets at 243-2655.
A Morgan County resident has been arrested on methamphetamine charges for the fourth time this year. 43-year-old James Fanning of Franklin was arrested at his residence at around 11 p.m. last night by Morgan County deputies. Fanning was booked at the Morgan County Jail for participation in methamphetamine manufacturing, possession of meth manufacturing materials, use of property to violate the Meth Control Act, possession of a narcotic instrument, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Fanning was one of eight people arrested in connection with an alleged meth lab in Northeast Jacksonville earlier this year. He's since been arrested on felony drug charges related to possession of meth and materials to make the drug two other times prior to yesterday's apprehension. Fanning remains in custody. Jacksonville police arrested a city resident for aggravated criminal sexual abuse last night. 28-year-old Quincy Stone of the 500 block of North Clay was picked up at Clay and Walcott at 6:45 p.m. as a result of an ongoing investigation. No other details were immediately available this morning. Stone remains in custody at the Morgan County Jail. Jacksonville police made two other arrests last night. 23-year-old Colton Pagan of Chapin was arrested in the 300 block of West Court for burglary. Pagan remains in custody. 23-year-old Dorothy Jackson of Springfield was arrested at Clay and Morgan at around 11:30 p.m. on a Sangamon County warrant for failure to appear for retail theft. Jackson has been released on bond. Our Savior's School has named a new principal. The Jacksonville Journal-Courier reports Winchester native Stevie Vandevelde will be introduced to the parish on Sunday during a reception at Our Savior after church services. Current principal Rita Carney is retiring at the end of the school year. She's been with the school for nearly a quarter of a century. Vandevelde is currently the curriculum director and technology director with the Winchester School District, according to the city paper. The State Historic Preservation Office is in peril as lawmakers look at eliminating the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency and shift care of historic sites to the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. It's not clear if the Preservation Office will be moved to DCEO or another agency, but Landmarks Illinois President Bonnie McDonald says it's important to maintain the current staffers and their mission.
If it is moved into another entity, we're encouraging keeping those number of staff positions to do the work. The work that they do is, as I said, federally mandated, but the federal government does pay 60% of its budget, and they bring in quite a bit of revenue into the state, actually. As I mentioned, the 14 people that work in this office last year alone reviewed projects that were worth $726 million, bringing in state income tax as well as sales tax.
And McDonald says the office is also for revitalizing main streets across Illinois.
They review the federal historic tax credits, which incentivize the majority of these downtown projects that you're talking about. And those projects are catalysts for the revitalization of many of the neighboring properties. I think we've all seen when somebody in downtown Springfield, you know, is working on a building, you know, you suddenly see interest in working on the building surrounding it. And that happens town after town in the state of Illinois.
McDonald says it would negatively impact preservation as well as real estate development and job creation. Coming up, a check on News Notes, WLDS Time, 7:37.
There's all kinds of people from all walks of life. And at the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, we connect with them all. Young families busy making a house a home, and some just taking life easier. We help you grow your business, offering sound advice to get the job done, and always looking for ways to build a better future at any age, at any place in life. Connect to the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company. It's just better banking.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
News notes this morning. There are several fundraisers taking place today for the Jefferson Park Community Center, and these are also happening tomorrow. Barbecues are being set up at the parking lot of County Market and Walmart, and there is solicitation that will take place at the corner of Main and College. This is all happening from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.